At the Pleasant Street Tea Company in Gloucester, I'm Rick Moore, along with Heather Atwood, with the story behind the story behind the recipe. And Heather, welcome.
Thank you.
Here we are again, very busy Friday as we record this. What's on the menu for today?
The menu today. The menu is straight off my blog, okay?
Okay.
Front and center on the top of my blog is featured three words, The Other Cape. The Other Cape is the name of a new online magazine that just launched this week, launched last Monday. It seems to be doing very well already. The Other Cape is refers to the fact that we, poor Cape Ann, is always referred to as the Other Cape by the weathermen, right? They always say, well, the weather on the Cape and the islands is, okay, but we're a Cape too, right? But we are the Other Cape. So I write a little introduction to this online magazine on my blog, but you can go straight to this magazine and skip my intro. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely a beautiful magazine. It will be a magazine format, so you know we do have some very well done blogs on Cape Ann, right? And they're churning out content every day. This will not be that. It will be long format stories, magazine format stories. Probably the content will change a little longer than once a month. You know, maybe there'll be 10 issues. And, so in-depth stories, always happy. They're not going to be the nitty-gritty news stories. They're going to be what's great about Cape Ann. So, for instance, on the magazine now, there's a wonderful story about the best Airbnbs on Cape Ann. There's a great story by Michael Prince, the photographer who's been taking pictures of those kids jumping off the bridge in Magnolia for years. There's a story about the Beacon Marine and how, back to the word gritty, it is to spend any time there. I have three stories there. Story okay. on Feather and Wedge, story on Daniel Glanz at Pastaio Via Corta, my favorite pasta maker,
yep.
and on our mayor who cooks, Sapatia. Yeah.
All right. And, I saw... Well, those are three things you've talked about here as well.
Yes.
I did see the story on the mayor cooking, and how do we get to read this? How do we get to it? What's the address?
Well, I think it's theothercape.com.
Just Google.
Yeah,
that.
Just Google theothercape.com. It should come right up.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. I have to emphasize, it's absolutely beautiful. The photography is amazing, and the editor and I guess production guy Patrick Mitchell. Mm-hmm. has a long resume in magazine work. He's worked at Oprah, he's worked at Boston Magazine, he lives in Rockport, and he just really felt that there was a vacuum of beautiful content, beautiful high-quality content covering Cape Ann. And this is it.
I have to give an editorial comment on Oprah. It was a very glitzy magazine with beautiful photographs and stuff like that. My wife got it for, how when you buy cookies or something, you get this extra thing somebody gives you, from a fundraiser. And so we had Oprah for a year. And boy, do I know why it's labeled Oprah. Have you ever seen that magazine?
I've seen it, but I have not really read it that well. So tell me.
I'm going to probably exaggerate this much, that's all. She's on every page of about 400 pages every month.
Yeah, even more than Martha Stewart is in Martha, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But that's another story. I did take a quick glance. You showed me about the other cape, and it does look very professional. Now, will there be room in there for... what's the makeup? In other words, what's just features, or there are different categories that will be covered?
I think it's mostly features. I mean, right now I think he has eating, sleeping, play, things like that. But I think the sleeping is just in there because there's a story about Airbnb. So there's a little,
okay.
There's some humor. There's a very, very funny piece by Jim Dowd, who has the Gloucester Clam, mm-hmm. the blog, the Gloucester Clam. And he talks about places to work. If you are trying to get anything done at home, if you run your life like off a computer and you're working at home, where can you go on Cape Ann to get away from the kids and try to get something done? He mentions where we are right now, Pleasant Street Tea Company. But it's very funny. It's a very funny story. Yeah.
Yeah, Pleasant Street Tea Company, I invite anybody to come here at any time because it is a working environment. It's very relaxed, and the owners are fantastic. They allow us to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. If there's always good coffee. They don't kick you out. There's a comfortable couch in the back if you want to get comfortable. It's great. But back to the kind of stories, it's going to be all kinds of content, but always content that is uplifting, that tells the best of Cape Ann. And I think we need to do the Rick Moore story soon.
well, we'll see about that. Now, tell me a little bit about, I gave you a challenge last week about fall or Halloween-type menus and so on. Did you come up with anything? Is there anything on the blog or someplace you could direct us about seasonal cooking?
Well, actually, your challenge very specifically was pumpkin. You said, Heather, why don't you ever have anything about pumpkins?
Okay.
or seasonal cooking. So I went right home, and I failed your challenge, okay? I have not a pumpkin, but a butternut squash and coconut pie on my blog. This pie is so delicious. You really, if you're not going to make it, Rick, you need to find someone to make it for you. It might be me. I might bring one to your house on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It comes from a cookbook written by a woman named April Bloomfield, who has won every award there is, basically. She has cooked in the great restaurants of the world, Chez Panisse, the River Cafe in London, and now she owns a bunch of restaurants in New York City. And she's a wonderful chef because she's still, she's kind of earthy. You know, she knows how a home cook cooks, but she's also really great about details. So she doesn't have superfluous details. She has details that are going to make that recipe better. For instance, in this pie, the crust is something called a pasta frolla, which I know you don't know what that is, but it's...
Wait a minute. What do you mean I don't know?
I know.
What did you say it was again?
Pasta frolla.
What's that?
It's Italian.
Okay.
It's a pastry pie crust that has an egg in it and a little sweetness, so it has confectionery sugar in it. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, a straight, salty, buttery, lardy pastry.
Mm-hmm.
This has some sweetness and some egg. But what she does with this pastry is she makes the dough, she chills it very cold, and then she grates it on a grater into the pie dish. So it starts getting very, very crumbly to begin with, right? It's grated, this pie.
Not everybody does that?
No, you know, I think people still have those rolling pins. So anyway, this pie crust is really easy to make and really delicious, and it stays crisp. Even I think my pie's been around now for 2 days, and that crust is still very crisp. And the butternut squash is really, really delicious. In fact, I think it's better than pumpkin. And that little bit of coconut makes it just a kind of modern. I think it updates it a little bit without, but it's still very Thanksgiving-y,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should, before we go, we should mention your blog, because I did take a look at it again last week, and I do link to it, and we'll link to it on this interview as well, but it's very detailed. You give stories and the recipes, and I think that's... Plus the photography is fantastic. So what else is on there? Just give me the front page.
Well, the other cape, my butternut squash coconut pie, and I can't quite remember what else is on there, to tell you the truth. There will be... I've decided to really take on your challenge, and I think I'm going to have a... Not a pumpkin recipe, but a squash or pumpkin recipe every week until Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh, okay. I think it takes care of that. All right, Heather, what's coming up in the future here? What do you call them, throwdowns?
Hoedowns?
No, the throwdowns are done.
Oh, okay.
I think it's all about getting in the kitchen and cooking right now, because Thanksgiving is coming,
yeah.
And it's just a wonderful time to cook because the harvests are coming in. Those butternut squash are everywhere, and they're so good right now.
You know, there's something about when you come into a kitchen in the middle of summer and the oven is on and you smell something, and my nose kind of curls up, but this time of year you come into the kitchen from out of the cold, and there's something in the oven, and you get quite a different aroma. I don't know if that's a psychological effect or if it's real.
No, I think it's real. You and I have talked about those brain synapses.
Mm-hmm.
I think the synapses in the fall are different than the ones in the summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, with the story behind the recipe, that's Heather Atwood. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.